This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, the authors, the others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, how to barbecue the perfect feast for your backyard party, the French kiss that may lead to a flogging, and bad teachers you won't believe. Let's meet the friends live in the newsroom. It's Jennifer Bjorklund.
Tennessee's old Sparky is online. It's a first in the nation thing. We'll tell you about it.
Ready for the weekend? Hello to Jay Capodonia.
Phil, a couple of obnoxious guys, there we go, I can say it. A couple of obnoxious guys were handed a beatdown by a UFC champion, but it's which champion that will rock your world?
Ooh, love it, and we can tell it's Friday. And he just finished three sets of 40 ab crunches. Chris Martin is here.
Phil, now when you leave your restaurant reviews online, you could do it with a video.
Ah, that could only go bad, can't it? All right, we're going to find out about that coming up, but let's get things started with you, Jennifer. What do you call him? Old Sparky?
I think. Old Sparky. This is Jay's favorite story, I think.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Maybe a lot of people can agree with this. Tell us all about
Tennessee it. Tennessee is ready as needed to use the electric chair if it can't get the drugs used for lethal injections. Yep. It went through. The governor signed that bill into law. It's the first such law in the country that doesn't give inmates a choice. This particular chair has only been used once, just 7 years ago, but they're confident it still works. By the way, they won't have an execution there till October. They have 74 prisoners on death row. Sidney Porterfield, who at 71 was their oldest death row inmate, died of natural causes this week. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah. So they got to get things going before more of these guys die naturally. Is that what they're saying?
I guess so.
Now, do you say can or con?
I say can because that is how it is said.
Oh, well. Okay. So they have the film festival going on already, and there's some controversy, huh?
Oh, yeah. This was actually a little while ago. This happened at the red carpet, on a red carpet. At the Cannes Film Festival, A Peck on the Cheek by Leila Hatami, the Iranian actress at the film festival, was reported to the country's courts by activists who are seeking a public flogging as punishment for violating Islamic laws.
What?
she was getting a peck on the cheek by the president of the Cannes Film Festival. She's one of the judges. And the Hezbollah students, yes, students, a group of university students with links to Iran's Revolutionary Guard, filed a complaint with Iran's judiciary for the prosecution of the film star. She was in an Oscar-winning A Separation. I'm guessing there's no nudity in that film or anything.
I'm guessing
at all
you're
risque.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They want her flogged publicly.
Man, the rest of the world is just backwards.
Well, not all of it.
Not all of it, but I just think it's strange. Plus,
a percentage
really
of
upset.
It is just not up to speed with where we are.
You can call it however you want it.
That's backwards.
They hate the idea of the Western ideals being pressed upon them. So there you go.
Yeah, this was the this comes on the heels of those students who were put in jail for that for making that video to Pharrell Williams' Happy song.
Right. Right? I know. It's crazy.
They were dancing Western style, and that was dancing. considered what's the word we're looking for?
Not happy.
Yeah, not happy.
Bad. Aww. Really, really bad.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a bad teacher who may actually not be a teacher at all, but has the job. Can you explain this? It's coming out of Florida, right?
It is. He's a respected and popular professor, or at least he was, at Polk State College in Florida. He's been revealed as a fraud after forging documents to show he held a doctorate from the University of South Florida. Well, USF, the university, they say he never went there. And so 55-year-old David Scott Brockstrom, that's his name, Professor Brockstrom is how the students called him. Now they just call him inmate Brockstrom because he's facing charges of grand theft.
Brutal.
He was getting a salary. So that's grand theft and cheating. One clue, the word board on his phony diploma that was hanging in his office was spelled B-A-O-R-D.
Come on. Also, that's
The Board of Regents, right?
Right. The regent who signed his diploma, he got her name a little bit wrong as well. And some of the colors were, but he photoshopped it up real nice. And the sad thing is he did have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. So it's not like he's, you know, uneducated, but he ain't no doctor.
Wow. That,
Yes. Yeah, right.
One bad decision will ruin your life.
That's right. You got to be careful. Take a deep breath. Count to 10 before you press send.
You're going to be okay.
Now, you have a story out of Oregon where folks drop off babies.
Yes.
At an appropriate place and time. But this is a particular baby worth mentioning.
Yeah, I like this. This is my animal story of the day. Police in Southern Oregon were holding a baby bear in custody overnight. A teenager dropped the cub off in a big plastic storage bin. That's kind of a no-no because mama bear could be around when he's getting it in the bin, but she wasn't. He was whimpering in the bushes near his house. So police and Oregon Department of Fish and Game wildlife officials, they were looking for the cub's mother the next day using a device that mimics a cub's distress call, but they couldn't find her. So here's my favorite quote from this story. "We've had two baby rattlesnakes brought into the station, but nobody's ever brought a bear in the last 9 years I've been here."
What?
Okay, really? Rattlesnakes?
Yeah.
Who does? Who brings? I'll take my chances with a bear.
We're city folk.
Rattlesnakes.
What do we know? We're
city folk. I don't
know,
but I'm not picking up two baby rattlesnakes and saying, "Here, can you help me out with these? Can you bottle feed these?"
Last
for
time
us?
I saw a rattlesnake was on a golf course. That'll give you an idea what's going on
here.
All right, Jen. Now, I think we're all pretty clear on the idea that ultimate fighting is a big deal. UFC is hugely popular, and there are some big name people out there. The ones that wear the belts because they win, because they're good at that fighting in the ring there, the octagon.
Because they like delivering the beatdown, Phil.
And you have a story about one of them.
Everybody loves going to the movies, but everybody hates that obnoxious guy who laughs or who's loud or talks on his cell phone. Well, imagine a group of people sitting directly behind you, having conversations, laughing, snacking out loud, talking to each other during the movie, and even putting their feet on the back of your chair, hitting you in the head a couple of times with their shoes.
Sounds like they're trying to get your attention, like maybe they want to get in a fight.
Well, at some point, this UFC champion stands up and says, "Hey, could you quiet down?" These two described as large men stand up and say, "What are you going to do about it?" And the UFC champion looks to him and says, "Bring it." One takes a swing. I just kind of ruined it.
Where's your discipline?
The UFC champion is Ronda Rousey.
Oh.
Who actually took down two men inside a movie theater. Evidently, one took a swing. She fired about 5 shots to his face. Another guy came out. She wrestled him to the ground. Now, this happened almost a year ago. And now
they finally tapped out?
They're done. Now the two guys are going to the cops and they want charges filed against her. And they've actually brought a lawsuit and they're going to sue her.
And the judge is going to say, "You were beaten up by a girl. Get out of my court.
Get out. Get out.
No, she is something else. She's easy to look at as well.
She is a fox considering how many shots to the face she's taken.
Right. But she is truly a champion because there aren't too many women out there who can beat her. And took down a couple of big guys, real big guys.
Two men. I mean, not many men can take on two guys at once. And Dana White, the chairman, the CEO, the king of the UFC, has actually been quoted as saying, "You put Ronda Rousey and Floyd Mayweather Jr. in a boxing match, Mayweather wins. You put them in the octagon, Rousey all day."
Oh, yeah. Different rules.
I love it.
There you go. All right. Love that. And I love going out to eat. A lot of times I'll check the Yelp first to see if the restaurant's worth it, and there's some changes coming.
That's right. A lot of us are familiar with Yelp, and a lot of us use it. It's a user-generated review site for all kinds of businesses, but especially restaurants. And the company is introducing the new video feature, which we're all trying to wrap our head around it. Users can upload 3 to 12 second videos for their reviews.
3 seconds? What can you say?
This restaurant sucks.
Well, it's 3 to 12 seconds, so you're probably going to stretch to the further end of that.
Okay. I'd like to tell you something about this restaurant that I've been waiting to tell you for now 9 seconds.
This restaurant sucks!
I could never do this.
Based on what most people write, you'd have to feel that the comments or the videos are going to be pretty negatively based, but the product manager is telling Business Insider that the videos will better capture the ambiance of the restaurant or place of business and said it will reward restaurants with an emphasis on mood and setting. But I have to feel that most people are probably going to say whether or not they like it. And if they dislike it, restaurants aren't going to be too happy about it.
No, this could only end in tears.
Yeah. It's going to be available to elite Yelpers starting next month for beta testing, which, in case you're unfamiliar, elite Yelpers are the ones who have Yelped so many times that they actually get a special status.
So they're the most annoying people, and they're going to start doing videos.
Exactly.
I gotcha. All right. Hey, are you going to grill this holiday weekend? Do you even really know what you're doing? You will after you hear from our next guest right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. So glad you tuned in on this Friday before the big weekend, the three-day weekend. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. So are Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin. Are you going to do a little grilling this weekend? It's time to learn how to do that right. Grilling, barbecuing, smoking. I don't even know how that works. For your next backyard party, and it's the timing is so right for this three-day weekend. We're going to get a primer on all of this. Joining us live in the studio right here to help us learn how to do it right is Berkeley Hoagland of Berkeley's Backyard Barbecue.
Can our brother get some chicken?
That is his slogan on his shirt, Phil. Have you seen this?
It's beautiful.
Can a brother get some chicken?
He's got his white, you call that the chef, what's that called? There's a name for that shirt.
Just a chef shirt.
Chef shirt.
Yeah.
There's not a French name for that?
Well, I'm not French, so I'm not really sure about that. I can find that out.
Looks very professional.
Wait, I heard you used to be a skinny white guy. Is this the truth?
That is definitely the truth. I used to be a skinny white guy before I started doing this barbecue business.
That's beautiful.
Good-looking guy, too, as a matter of fact.
Well, you're much better looking now. Because you're already making me hungry. We haven't even started talking about this. Let's get to the basics, Berks. What cuts of meat are the best for barbecuing?
Well, I mean, when it comes to beef, I love tri-tip.
Yeah.
Tri-tip is the best. I mean, I love it.
Why is that? Is there a fat ratio to it that works out right?
I think it's really important that when I go out to get the tri-tip is the most expensive meat there is right now. I mean, you could – I'm up to paying like $6.99 a pound.
Wow.
Could be pretty expensive. But I get the fat trimmed off. So that's really, really important. And I always get the best, prime – the best meat I can get.
Now, you're the guy who's in the business. Can I do that at Costco?
Costco has – I don't get my meat from Costco, my tri-tip. I get it from Restaurant Depot, and you've got to have a business to go in.
You've got a special restaurateur card.
Yeah.
The insider pass.
Yeah, and it's insane. It's just like this – enormous building with meat stacked to the roof.
You could buy your spoons and your tablecloths there
everything
and all that
there,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Everything. Yeah, everything. You know, so my trick with the tri-tip that I think is amazing, and this is something that you can do at home. It's whatever you do for your rub, throw brown sugar in it. Okay, so whatever you have your famous rub, throw brown sugar, and I always take a beer, whatever beer I have on hand, and I'll mix that in with the rub. And the brown sugar, and I'll let that sit overnight. Now, when you put it on the smoker, here's the key. Put fresh rosemary on the bottom and sit the tri-tip on top of that.
No kidding.
Holy.
Unbelievable.
Can I ask a silly question?
Yeah.
What's a smoker?
It's not the Marlboro Man.
Well,
I mean, I can't be the only one. I've never used a smoker. I have no idea. No clue.
Well, I mean, if you have, do you have like a Weber grill at home?
Yeah, just a regular grill.
You use charcoal. You can turn that into a smoker. You can
I've tried that, and it just, it's too, the heat is too high. I can't get the heat low enough and the smoke consistent enough to really make it into a smoker.
And Jen, with the brown sugar, I'm thinking flames.
Me too. I'm thinking char-burned brulee.
So what do you say, Burke?
Well, okay. I don't work with a Weber, so I have two smokers. I have a 5,000-pound smoker I call Baby Smokezilla, and I've got a 7,000-pound smoker called Smokezilla.
Now, is that how much it weighs or how much meat it can handle?
That's how much it weighs. My big one, it's a big trailer. I stand up on it. It's literally like a show.
All right.
Wow.
I'm standing up.
And I can't get that at Costco either.
You can't get that at Costco.
But can you rig something that most people have around the house? I've seen like the firehouses use big barrels and stuff like that. Can you rig something and it works out?
Well, I don't know. Like, if you're going to get a barrel, you definitely would have to have some way to cut it. But if you did cut it, what you want to do if you have a Weber is you want to get your coals nice and hot, right? And then you want to put it off to the side. So you want to get it away from the meat. You don't want to put the meat directly over the fire.
That makes sense.
Okay? You don't want to do that. And what you want to do is you want to, you could use your – wood chips or something, but you want to get it to where it's smoking, where it's like it's all not a lot of flame. You don't want a lot of flame going. And then you just put the chips on top of that and put the meat on the other side and then put some water in there too. Put like a pan of water in there and then close the top and you'll see it just
start smoking. Wow.
Yeah.
I got to try that. So what does it do? It does it lock the juices in or?
It pretty much. I mean, you'll have the – okay. I use – a couple different kinds of wood depending on what's available. Yesterday, the food that I cooked today, I used almond. I love the nut woods, and then I've been using a lot of oak,
and that adds flavor.
Adds flavor, yeah. I mean, it definitely.
So
does.
Even after you put the lighter fluid on it.
Oh, come on,
Phil. Oh, Phil,
have you ever been in a backyard ever?
Grasshopper.
I mean, come on.
No.
Yeah,
no,
and then you turn on the microwave, Phil, and it just comes out great.
All right, so what if your grill is good and seasoned? You know, like the last time you used it, it was catfish, and now you're ready to go with the tri-tip. Do you need to clean it off, or are you okay with that?
Well, I actually clean mine off, but I don't do a lot of fish on my I don't.
Is it okay to mix the uses, or do you try to, keep – because I know, the health inspector's coming to check you out. He's not coming to my backyard.
Yeah.
Not on my watch, he's not.
I'd definitely be scraping it off. And what you want to do is before you start cooking, and if you're cooked today and you cook tomorrow, make sure you get your temperature up to, like, at least 250, right? Get it up really high.
How do you know?
Everything off.
How do you know?
Well, I think if you have a temperature gauge, it definitely doesn't – some of those – well, the Webers really don't, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of barbecues out there.
A lot of barbecues that have like a thermometer on there.
I'm sure one of those 5,000-ton smokers have those.
Yeah, definitely. But you definitely want to make sure that you're getting that temperature up to where it burns off a lot of stuff. And then you got to scrape it really good.
How long is this process? How long is the meat in the smoker for it to be done properly?
Okay, so my ribs, okay, and I get everything from my dad. All right. I owe everything to my dad. My dad's had a restaurant in Connecticut. It was called Hoagie's Rib House.
Awesome.
And my dad became famous because he was the only restaurant that would stay open till 4 or 5 in the morning and feed all the college kids. He was right near Wesleyan University. And he was the head chef at Wesleyan University. So when he'd get done cooking, he would take extra food over to the guys in the dorm. And he'd feed those guys. So
awesome.
Those guys would be partying at night. They'd be hungry. They'd go down to my dad's shop and they'd eat food after my dad opened up a couple different places. But basically, what was that question? I totally forgot that one.
How long do you smoke it? And then, and then if you could quickly, just how long and then how do you know it's done?
Okay, so if we're doing, my dad taught me to marinate my ribs for 48 hours.
What?
Tri-tip I do overnight, and it's got a lot of Asian influence to it. So with the ribs, I'll put on the right side of the smoker where all of the fire is. I put it on for about 1.5 hours. Then I switch it to the other side to where it's not fire. So it goes a lot longer. And I kept them on for about 4.5 hours.
Whoa.
So they're nice and tender. Now, I only know how to take them off because of the fact that when I pick them up with my tong, they basically almost fall off the sides.
Oh, you're making my mouth water.
So they're ready. They're ready to come off, and I pretty much know that. I only turn them once, and I just keep saucing them. And today I used apple juice to keep them moist.
So this is not a 30-minute meal.
But Jennifer's got a question for you, and she's the chef among us.
All right,
Jennifer. Well, I actually do. I do have a question. When you start the ribs on the really hot side,
yeah.
Do you start them with the bone side down or the bone side down, right?
Bone side down, yes. Yes.
And then when you move them over, you flip them to the fleshy side so it gets, but then you flip them over again to sauce them, don't you?
Well, I'm saucing on the right side when they're getting nice and going. When they get brown, I sauce. And I bring them over, pour some apple juice on both, sauce more.
Okay.
You want to get it really caramelized. You want the sauce to get caramelized, so when you bite into it, you got that nice smiling barbecue sauce
smile on
your face. Berkeley, beautiful.
You're gonna make us some food today?
You know what, guys? I think I'm gonna be able to take care of you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you go off to your
all right.
Smokezilla or whatever it is, and we're gonna talk some more to you a little later. When you think you're done, you'll let us know.
I will absolutely give you guys a shout.
All right. Very good. Hey, up next. This is a service that is sweeping the nation, but maybe you haven't heard about it yet. It's called Rent-A-Gent. And the folks that run this insist there is no sex involved. And you're going to hear all about it next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends right here. Barbecue. On KFWB News Talk 980. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2. It's As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends, the stories behind the stories, with Phil Hewlett, Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin. And, you know, we talk about the unemployment rate, now people are looking for work. And, Chris, you've been thinking about augmenting your radio salary, and I alluded to something before we took the break here, and you found something today that is interesting that it may actually work out for you. Can you tell us about it?
This I got to hear.
I can. I was surfing around the web looking for a way to bring in some extra ducats, and I ran across a service called Rent-A-Gent. It's a service built for women.
Rent-A-Gent?
Rent-A-Gent. Starting at $200 an hour, ladies can pick from a list of very handsome and well-built men listed on the service's website. And if I am hired, I get to accompany a woman on a date or do some handyman stuff, maybe some chores around the house, things like that. But no hanky-panky.
I call shenanigans.
None whatsoever.
No hanky-panky.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
Do you have their phone number? We should just call them and see if we can get them on.
We can book online or call to reserve. The number's actually 855-GENT-4U, so it's pretty easy to remember.
Mike Stark, can we get them on the phone, do you think? Let's try to get them on the phone and see what happens.
He's dialing
it.
Catchy number.
I call shenanigans.
That's Prepare to Rent-A-Gent music right there.
I guess that's like to get you in the mood?
Sounds like elevator music.
Is that working for you there, Jen?
Doing nothing for me. Where's my man?
I got money.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Phil Hewlett. I'm on a radio show here in Los Angeles called As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're on KFWB.
Okay.
And we put you on the air. Is that okay?
Sure.
Just want to ask you a couple of questions about Rent-A-Gent. How does that work exactly?
The way it works is a woman books a guy by the hour, and he can be her companion to an event, or he can wash her dishes, or anything in between.
Wash dishes or anything in between. Wait a minute.
But nothing in between the sheets.
Nothing between the sheets. All right, so no intimate behavior.
No intimate behavior, but it could be walking your dog, teaching you how to speak French, babysitting for your kids, or accompanying you to an event, or making your ex jealous. Stuff like that.
Oh, now, see, then you're talking about, good-looking guys here, aren't you?
Yeah, they're all 6 feet tall, at least 6 feet tall, six-pack, educated, talented. Yeah, we have about 100 applicants for every one spot on the website.
No kidding. Okay, in our studio here, we have other folks on the program. Jennifer Bjorklund is here, and she, who knows, may want to use the service someday. We have Jay Capadonia, and we have somebody who perhaps might want to work for you someday is our young and six-packed Chris Martin.
He's the resident hottie, Phil.
He's really good looking.
I think he's going to make a play for a job right now. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm interested. I want to join Rent-A-Gent, and I know that you guys are looking for guys that are intelligent and creative and probably strong for all these chores that they're going to be doing. I'm kind of curious, what kind of information does the woman have to provide? Do they have to provide any?
No, just her name and what type of activity she's thinking of doing. So
no,
that way we can
no pictures
screen.
Or anything like
yeah,
that?
I think he's asking no for the right of refusal. Like, yeah, I'm no, not going out no, with that beast.
So, yeah, the clients have a right of refusal. The gents do not. Meaning you could say, well, I only want to do straight bookings or gay bookings or both. But you can't say, hey, I don't like this client. No, it doesn't work like that.
So you're a pimp.
I'm a pimp without the sex. Yes, it's a hard life.
Oh yeah, okay. So what? There's good money to be made for the gents.
Oh yeah, the money is great. The gents all make $100 an hour.
What?
So that's 50% of the take then, right? Because the minimum charge is $200. Does that minimum charge change depending on who the gent is and what they bring to the table?
No. Right now, everybody's the same price. We're keeping it simple.
What would you charge for a 6-foot-tall, 250-pound Italian? How can I get in on this?
It would still be $200 an hour, unless, you know, you could demonstrate something extraordinary to us.
Oh, I got skills, baby.
All right, that's good to know. And so is $200, that's the flat rate? Have we established that? Or when the guys are out there, do they solicit for tips for a little extra?
So what happens is it's $200 an hour, and that's paid up front. But then when they get there, if a client wants to give them a tip, that's completely discretionary. No tipping is required, but usually our clients tip around 20%.
Just now, the tip.
When do you cross the line from just regular activities to intimate? Is a shoulder rub okay, or does it turn into a back rub?
A shoulder rub is okay. A kiss on the cheek is okay. Making out or kissing on the lips, not okay. Cuddling, not okay.
All right, so once...
Cuddling? You can't cuddle?
No. You know, cuddling usually involves laying in a bed with someone, and that just leads to other things, which are wonderful, but we just don't...
Well, prefer. So does... I hate to tell you, but so does a guy doing the dishes.
That's a turn-on
That's
for
true.
You, huh,
That's
Jennifer?
True.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to... Just remember, I read this on a poster, I think, at the shopping mall. It says, spooning leads to forking.
Oh!
That's funny.
You can put that up at your place there at Rent-A-Gent. So, here's the other thing. If a nice lady like Jennifer calls up and rents a guy for 5 hours, okay, that's $1,000, and he clocks in.
A pair of really nice shoes.
Okay, that's good. It certainly is. He clocks in, 5 hours is up, he clocks out. Now he doesn't work for you anymore. Is what Jennifer and the formerly employed Rent-A-Gent... guy, if they go on and have another kind of a date and things kind of spark between them, that's none of your business, right?
Well, he'll get fired.
Really? Even though it's after hours, off the clock?
Yeah. Yeah, we try to keep the rules very strict. You know, I come from the background of corporate law, and you just don't like exceptions.
Okay. Now, this is not legal in 50 states?
It's legal in 50 states to hire a guy to do tasks, to accompany you to events and all that stuff. But as far as I know, it's not legal to hire a guy and have him have sex with you.
Okay. But how about your service? Are you available in all 50 states?
We are available, I think, in 12 states right now, but we hope to be in 50 states very soon. Just today, we hired a whole team of recruiters because we get all these unsolicited men. Basically, over 100 men every single day email us asking to be part of the service.
What about California? Are you guys in California? Maybe the Huntington Beach area?
Yeah, so we have a few guys around the LA area.
Oh, there you go, Chris. See, you could look this up. So you're Sarah, you're the boss, and ultimately you sign off and hire the guys when they come in and want to work for you. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a panel of female judges that reviews all the guys.
Wow. So it's like a reverse casting couch. Awesome.
Yeah. So what does Chris have to do then? What does Chris have to send you in order to be considered to be one of your Rent-A-Gents?
So he has to send us a resume and some pictures to our email, which is contact@rentagent.me.
Yeah, how about one of those headshots you got on your Facebook page there, Chris? Oh, boy.
You said yes, six.
And Chris, please, no naked pictures, you know, nothing like that.
All right, so it's contact at rentagent.me.
He was already taking his clothes off. Come on. Oh. Got to have some fun.
Earlier you said 6 foot and a six pack. Now, I happen to have both of those, but are those minimum requirements for everybody?
I would say 90% of the guys have that. Or if you have some very significant accomplishment, we could say, okay, as long as you have a flat stomach, we'll make an exception.
He's on the radio on a very popular show in Los Angeles. That's a big deal.
Give him a break.
That is a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Is there a rent-a-babe?
There isn't. I mean, come on. That's the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah, that's everywhere. Come on, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just asking if there was, like, if I can call Rent-A-Gent and be like, hey, is there a...
It's called Craigslist, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's that pink van out in front of your house that says, two girls cleaning.
I'm talking about her coming over doing the dishes, Jennifer. Will you quit with that?
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, do you mind me asking how big and successful a company is Rent-A-Gent right now?
Right now, the company's much more successful than anyone ever predicted. We have bookings every day, and we're growing every month. So we're getting up there, and we're in the works of doing a reality show based on the company. So it's a bright future ahead, and we're hoping to be international by the end of the year.
Well, we'll keep an eye on you, especially since one of our employees is soon to be one of yours. And it's great to talk with you, Sarah. Good luck with Rent-A-Gent.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Wow.
Oh, we didn't get her last name.
Oh, I got it. I was actually on her website checking out my competition. So it's Sarah Sheikman. She's the co-founder and CEO, by the way.
Wow, and she came right to the phone.
She sure did.
So it's like a family operation.
Ay, ay, ay.
My goodness. All
right. Good luck with that. Hey, sir, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you. No luck required,
open the door of the studio back there. I just want to check. Hey, Berkeley, how's it coming with the food, Berks?
Guys, I'm doing good, man. All good.
Almost ready?
Can you smell that?
It's going good, guys.
Wow, that smells delicious.
Our smoke is no joke.
All right. Can you tell it's a Friday before a holiday weekend? My goodness. Well, we're going to sample some of that stuff coming up next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I wish you could smell this through the radio. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. And Berkeley Hoagland from Berkeley's Backyard Barbecue is here today, and he's actually serving up plates of barbecue. And he's online on Twitter, at Berkeley's Backyard BBQ, and Berkeley is spelled B-E-R-K-L-E-Y-S. And the website is berkeleysbackyardbbq.net, and he's available to do your backyard party or cater your big event, anything small to large. He was at a high school before he came here, dropping off a big order of food. And so we're about to dig into this. Jay, you getting your plate? Chris?
Yeah, this. He's working his tail off back here.
All right, I've got a plate. Chris, you have a plate. I'm just going to
awesome.
I'm going to pick up this this rib. I just know it's a rib, and it's got his special sauce on it, barbecue sauce. Let me get
it's his sauce.
And accompanying the
beer
rib.
And
there
apple sauce and apple juice.
Turn on that microphone right there. See that red button? Just there you go. Knock that down.
There's like homemade mac and cheese.
Berkeley, what am I about to take a gnarly bite out of
you,
right here?
You have got my father's famous...
Whoa, man.
Smoked pork spare ribs.
That just melted in my mouth. And that sauce, that is something else.
It's been in my dad's family, our family, for over 50 years. And I'm working.
How this came about, how you made this. It's just something else. I'm sorry. I'm on the radio with a mouthful of pork ribs. I've never done that before.
You're not going to give us the recipe, are you?
I'm absolutely not. It's a funny story you say that because when I first started my barbecue company, my dad was sending me the barbecue sauce through the mail. Through FedEx, through my buddy Brian. And for 2 years, he wouldn't give me the recipe because he said, you got a big mouth, and next thing you know, everyone's going to know about it. So I definitely
– But you learned how to keep your mouth quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. And that sauce, it's got a little bit of a little hot kick at the end.
Yeah, it does.
But it's very, very – it's nice and sweet.
It's real sweet for barbecue sauce.
The kick is the aftertaste. I love that.
And I've been doing great with it. I've got it's down in Mutt Lynch's right now. They use it on their pizza.
Love that spot.
Yeah, great place. They put it on all their burgers, and they have a barbecue chicken pizza, and people are loving it.
I feel so rude. I'm chewing on the microphone here. And
so
I
what?
To turn it off.
I hate to say it, but come on, Phil. It's your show. Enjoy it.
But people can get this food from you directly, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they can just give me a call at 714-206-2222 and I make drop offs. I can deliver food and drop it off for as low as 10 people. So it's pretty affordable.
We'll post all your stuff. In fact, we've been posting on Facebook and Twitter already today.
I just took the obligatory Facebook photo of my plate.
Yeah.
Look at my day at the office.
Rough day at work.
Yeah. You got a big rib, man. Phil, you're gonna have to get some more.
Half of it's already gone.
So is this one of the busiest weekends for you? Are you already booked for the rest of the weekend?
Yeah. I'm booked all the way till Monday.
Mm. All right. Yeah. But then after that, it's fair game if somebody wants to get a hold of Berkeley.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much every weekend I've been doing stuff. So I've been very fortunate. And something I don't know if I told you, Phil, but back in January, I was approached by Knott's Berry Farm.
And put a barbecue spot. Did they keep approaching you, or did they have a couple of words with you and then leave?
No, I'm still working on it, man. I'm working on it.
So it's still a possibility.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm looking to move in September.
That's huge.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
good for
I'm
you.
praying.
Well, wait till they find out that you've been on the radio today.
Yeah.
They'll say, this guy really promotes.
See, now you put that on the side of your truck, along with your great face and your logo.
As heard on KFWB.
There you go. Absolutely.
Hey, Bert, this homemade mac and cheese is out of sight, too, man. Just incredible.
Like that. Yeah.
Is there a special secret recipe on this, too, huh?
Yeah. Hey, look, I talk to my dad on a weekly basis about, you know, he's always coming up with new things. He's working right now on a rub. We're a family that really hasn't used a rub, like a dry rub. I'm not opposed to trying one, but my dad's coming up with one right now. And he came up with another barbecue sauce that we're just perfecting right now.
Wow. You guys are really close. I love the fact that this is like a family-grown business.
Yeah.
I think that's rad. And you have prepared a very traditional barbecue plate. Mac and cheese, coleslaw, beans, ribs. This is unbelievable.
What is this,
sir?
Right here, the other meat product?
That's my chopped chicken. And I've got a new plate that came out. It's called the Asian Sensation Bowl. And it's really good for when I do school functions or I do fairs. Because, you know, bringing ribs and stuff like that to a fair would be a little bit hard. But my Asian Sensation Bowl is coleslaw cabbage on the bottom, brown rice or white rice on top, that chopped chicken. My dad came up with a new sauce. It's the Asian Sensation sauce, we call it. It's kind of like a sweet chili teriyaki. And then you put that chicken on, a little bit of that sauce, pineapples, and green onions.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, where's that, sir? I mean, I know this plate is good, but.
Oh. He wants it all.
The pineapples.
I can come back.
Pineapples are in here, too.
Yeah,
right?
I like to put the pineapples on top of the chicken and the ribs just for a little.
All right.
A little sweetness.
So, yeah.
We are, Berkeley, thank you. If you want to just hang out for a little bit.
Absolutely.
We are going to attempt to reel this program back in and actually provide. Beyond the conversation about food, which is spectacular, I must say. This is the best meal I've had in I can't remember how long. But we actually have a duty to the audience to perform a couple of reasonably good stories here.
And not just listen to us chomp.
We had the story earlier about the professor in Florida who was bogus. He wasn't really a professor. But, Jay, you have a couple of teacher stories for us just to run by. It's one of these. There are two stories that make you scratch your head so hard you draw blood.
I am fascinated with the teacher gone wrong, or the teacher thought this was going to be a bright idea, but it turns out it ends up in a lawsuit. Third grade teacher in Washington is being investigated by district officials after parents complained that she made her students pay to use the restroom. Hmm. Evidently, she came up with some like class activities and the kids can earn like Monopoly money. And then they can use this Monopoly money to buy certain things. They've got like a treasure trove or a treasure chest, popcorn, candy, bathroom access.
Wow.
So one of the girls.
So you can only use the bathroom if you're well behaved. Is that essentially what's going on?
That's it. That's the whole deal. So what happened was, poor little girl, third grader, she actually wet her pants in the middle of class. Oh. She used her money to buy popcorn because that's what all of her friends bought, and she didn't want to feel left out. So she was alienated in the
classroom. That's a really good lesson on budgeting and financial management, isn't it?
Economics. Teaching me economics.
I'd say
you
she
are
learned
cold-hearted.
A valuable lesson.
Were you an elementary school teacher at one time, Jen?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think America thanks you.
I'd like to believe the teacher would have let her go to the restroom had she said anything without the money. You know what I mean? Like
maybe.
But
yeah.
Then that
I'd
sets like a precedent and ruins your whole system.
Exactly.
Not that I'm supporting it, but just the same. I mean,
let one through, you got to let them all through.
And now you got to let this other teacher. You have a second story that I can't believe is happening either. What's
now,
that?
This is phenomenal. 45-year-old teacher out of New York, female teacher, right? She's a substitute teacher, and she's having some trouble in the dating world. She's dating a younger guy, and then she's dating an older guy. Well, younger guy never really calls her back, while older guy spoils her a little too much. So she asks some people at work what she should do. Here's the situation. What do you think I should do? People have those kind of conversations all the time.
Sure, that sounds reasonable.
Exactly, right? Well, she's been fired because she asked her fourth grade class what she should do.
Dating tips from fourth graders?
Dating tips from fourth graders.
Get a younger perspective.
I guess.
What? Awesome.
But can you believe that?
No. I cannot believe it. And I think it's probably a good thing that she was fired, unless she just has the sixth sense of humor that we're not ready for.
Yeah, no, that's you just don't do that.
No, you don't do it. That was
not fourth grade.
That was a bad
anyway.
Move.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to stay well beyond the end of the program without you knowing while we continue to gorge on Berkeley's backyard barbecue.
Thank you again, sir.
You're the man, Burke.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Really.
Hey, we love your feedback at. Feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. That's our email address. On Twitter, we're at As We See It Show. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, for Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campadonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Remember the men and women who paid the ultimate price for their country and for our freedom this weekend and the rest of the year, if you can. We'll talk to you next time. Can't wait when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.